Pila.
Square.
You may be wondering why you can hear habanera music here in the Place de la Villa, or town square. In the 19th century, the mayor, Francesc Viñas, commissioned the architect Francisco de Paula del Villar to build the town hall. The architect fulfilled the mayor's wishes and made a copy of the town hall of Santa Clara, a town in Cuba where Viñas had previously lived. Hence the palm tree-shaped pillars on either side of the façade. The town square is the heart of Badalona and the setting for all major local events. This is where the townspeople welcome the three wise kings at Christmas time, or the king of the carnival. On the 23rd of April each year, the feast day of St. George or San Jordi, the square is filled with lively and colourful bookstalls and flower stands selling roses. And at Christmas, old and young alike look forward to coming here to look at the Christmas nativity scene, or Belén. The town celebrates its local team's sporting triumphs here, and the traditional opening address of the May festivities is made from the balcony of the town hall. The Bal de la Liga, or Eagle Dance, is also performed here. For this dance, the square fills with people wearing the traditional neckerchief that is the symbol of the fiestas. The design and the colour of the neckerchief changes each year. The celebrations include the Diada Trabucaira, or exhibition of castellers from Badalona. The members of the local team of human tower builders can be identified by their traditional deep yellow medlar-coloured shirts. And there is also the dance of the Badalona giants, Anastasius and Mary. But the square has also witnessed the historic events that have marked the town's history. In 1918, a massive demonstration took place to demand the 40-hour working week. It turned into an uprising, and there were a number of victims. The mayor at that time supported the demonstrators, and he resigned, along with all his councillors. Opposite the town hall stands the old Banco Central building, which currently houses council offices. Underneath the square is the Refugi, an old air raid shelter dating from the Civil War that the town council has turned into an exhibition hall.
Badalona's fiestas. When springtime arrives, Badalona celebrates its May festivities or fiestas. In summer comes the Festa Mayor. The May festivities are the main fiestas and many events are held throughout the month. These include the Cremada del Demoni, or Burning of the Devil, which we mentioned before, as well as the Baile del Micaco, or Medlar Dance, the Fiesta de Badiu, the Feria del Arop, the Fiesta de las Migas, not to mention the sardine barbecue on the beach. Tradition, music and fire all come together during these fiestas. The Festa Mayor is held on the 15th of August each year in honour of St. Mary, the town's patron saint. There are concerts, dancers with giant figures, corofox, sardanas and much more. Badalona lives its fiestas and its traditions to the full. On the 10th of May every year, the Bal de la Liga, or Eagle Dance, is performed here in the square and then in the Rambla. In it, a young man covered from the waist up with the figure of an eagle performs a formal dance, accompanied by music played on traditional wind instruments called grayas. An important feature of any fiesta in Badalona is its gigants y els capgrossos, or giants and big heads. Badalona has a number of these huge, hollow, papier-mâché heads and figures and of giants. The eldest are Anastasio and Maria, who are over 150 years old. The Guild of St. Anastasius ordered them to be built so they could dance with alongside them to celebrate the saint's feast day, the Festa Mayor and Corpus Christi. And of course, Badalona has its own castellers. The tradition of building human towers is part of any local event or festivity, not just in Badalona, but in the whole of Catalonia. The local team wears shirts that are the deep yellow colour of the micaco, which is the local name for the medlar fruit. Then there are the traditional Corifox, which are street parades accompanied by music and fireworks. The Corifox are one of the most traditional events of the fiestas. Groups or coyas of demons accompany dragons and other fiery beasts through the streets of Barcelona. One of these dragons was inspired by the pattern on the tiles of Casa Pavillard. The Diada Trabuquer, or Blunderbuss Day, is held in Barcelona and in the rest of Catalonia. During the fiestas, groups of miquelets, which were popular armed militia or guerrilla soldiers, run through the streets armed with blunderbusses, joyously shooting blanks into the air to celebrate the fiestas. This event is a tribute to the miquelets and peasants who were so important during the early 19th century Peninsular War, which was known around here as the Frenchman's War. To continue your tour, cross the road by the zebra crossing by the exit to the shelter, then continue to your right until you reach the next point on our tour.